You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, we are scooting right along with this one. We are almost set for the starting lineups. Let's give those to you now. First of all, for the Dort defenders, it will be number 3, Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 senior from Spear Lake, averaging 11 points per game. Ben Gasing, 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averages 7.5 points per outing. Number 5 is Chad Barkham, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 12.3 points per game. Garrett Franken is a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, averaging 13.1 points per outing. And Josh Van Langen is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 10.5 points per game. Off of the bench, Jesse Jansmo will see extensive duty, 11.1 points per game, 6'4 sophomore from Sioux Center. And also, we will see off of the bench, Zach Bussard, a 6'6 junior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 10.1 points per game. And Chandler Brunsting, a 6'1 junior from Hull, averaging 5.7 points per contest. For Concordia, they will go with number 3, Brevin Sloop, a 5'9 junior from Seward, averaging 16.7 points per game. Carter Kentz, a 6'2 freshman from Crete, averaging 9.2 points per contest. Justin Wiersma wears number 10. He is a 6'3 freshman from Loveland, Colorado, averaging 5.8 points per game. Tanner Shuck, 6'4 junior, Grand Island, averages 14.4 points per game. And Joel Beal is a 6'8 junior from Grand Island, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per game. Off of the bench, Ryan Holt and Sammy AJ, 6'5 and 6'7 respectively, will see significant time for the Concordia Bulldogs. Opening tap is controlled by the defenders, and we are underway. Ben Gasing with the basketball. Ben with it, picks up his dribble on the left wing, gets it back over to Barkema. Chad with it, right-hand side, pull up from 12. Partially blocked there for the rebound, though, is Josh Van Langen. Van Langen with a putback, and the defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0, Concordia basketball in the backcourt. Ball tip, taken away by Franken. Garrett driving the lane over the right hand from the left side, missed it, no good. Rebound Barkema, Chad with it. Chad out front, Van Langen. Van Langen, 3, missed it, no good to the right. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Carter Kent. Carter Kent with a basketball. Kent over to Shuck. Shuck, shot blocked by Barkema. Here comes Dort. Barkema with it. Barkema stops, feeds it outside Ben Gasing. Gasing on the elbow. Back over to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema gives it inside to Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Shakes left, goes right. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia and Tanner Shuck. Tanner Shuck with the basketball. Shuck gives it back over to Sloop. Sloop with it. Sloop gives it to Wiersma. Wiersma driving baseline. Wiersma's pass deflected. Picked up by Shuck. Shuck back over to Sloop. Sloop puts it on the floor a couple times. Now retreats back to the perimeter. 8 to shoot. Sloop guarded by Henriksen. Takes it in. Swiped away by Gasing. Picked up by Van Langen. Passes it over to Barkema. And it's behind Chad Barkema. Out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball after the turnover by the defenders. They say there was a change of possession. Concordia basketball. Carter Kent. Carter Kent gives it over to Brevin Sloop. Sloop with it to Beal. Beal, right-hand side. Wiersma. Wiersma with it. Wiersma backs it out. He's in between the circles. Goes right side. Carter Kent. Carter Kent. We've got a double dribble called against the Concordia Bulldogs. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort basketball leading 2-0. Relatively slow start for both teams. Dort averaging 83 points per game. Concordia averaging 74. Franken dumps underneath Barkema. Barkema is easy a bucket as you're going to get. He got lost in transition. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-0. Concordia will use the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Bulldogs. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Concordia basketball after the timeout. They pass it into the corner. 3 from the corner by Wiersma. No good, but Van Langen is unable to gather in the rebound. It bounces off of his leg and out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. Shot clock is reset. Chris Ladwig, Joe Wells, and Kirby Wells on the whistle today. Joel Beal back out front. to Wiersma. Wiersma gives it up. Sloop. Sloop with it. Sloop gives it to Shuck. Shuck to Wiersma. Ball deflected. Taken away by Gasing. Ben on the fly. Ben lays it up with the right hand. Good. Ben Gasing with the steal in the basket. Dort leads 6-0. 6-0 our score. Concordia basketball coming back the other way. Bulldogs have it. Kent. Three-pointer, top of the key, off the mark, no good. That was Shuck who took that three. Dort back the other way. Right side, Henriksen, feed it down low. Van Langen, Van Langen, right-handed hook shot is good. Josh Van Langen with four. Dort leads 8-0, pending a free throw as they called the foul on Joel Beal. Joel Beal whistled for the personal. Brunsting is in, Henriksen is out. Jansma is in. Franken is out. Bussard waits at the scorer's table. Dort leading 8-0. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Van Langen makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got five. And the defender lead is 9-0 to start the ball game. 9-0. Dort with the advantage. Ben Gasing gets his hands on the inbounds pass. Ends up dribbling it on the baseline. It will be Concordia basketball, 27 on the shot clock. They inbound, length of the floor in front of them, 16:50 left to go in this first half. Dort with a fast start to this one. Carter Kent gets the return pass on the left wing, testing the waters. His shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Barkema. Chad with the basketball up the floor. Gasing in transition to Bussard. Bussard puts it up. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Gets it back outside Gasing. Gasing, three. Oh, good. I beg your pardon. That was Jansma who took that three. And the defenders retreat defensively. Concordia's gone the first 350 without scoring. Concordia dump it down low. Beal, they bring the double team. Does Dort. Beal looking. Feed it underneath. Front pass through the lane is taken away by Dort's Chandler Brunsting. Chandler into the corner to Barkema. Left side pass, Jansma. Jansma on the wing. Jansma, Barkema, Barkema on the right side. Get it back outside to Jansma. Jansma double teamed in traffic. His shot no good. And the rebound is clear for Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia gives it up to Sloop. Sloop back over to Kent. Kent, three, no good. Rebound, Brunsting. Brunsting, Chandler over the top to Bussard. Bussard misses the layup in transition. Two players draped on him. Comes back the other way. Shuck, Shuck. Comes back outside. Swing it over to Kent. Kent gives it up to Garrett Rogge. Garrett Rogge with the basketball. Comes back over to Kent. Kent will set the offense. Concordia is still looking for their first points of the day. 5 minutes gone, and they get a turnaround from Brevin Sloop. Sloop with a two-point bucket. It's 9-2. So 9-2. Comes over left wing to Bussard, and we've got a hold called on the play against Concordia. That will go against number 12, Grant Rogge. Rogge whistled for the personal. Gasing checks out. Barkema checks out. Brunsting will throw the ball in. Dort College unable to get a foul call down low. Coming back the other way. Concordia, Sloop, Sloop. Finger roll, left hand, good. Back-to-back buckets for Brevin Sloop, and it's 9-4. 9-4. Concordia. Down by five. Dort with the basketball. Henriksen, floater in the lane, not good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia over to Sloop. Sloop with the basketball. They've scored on their last two possessions. Sloop will spot up. His three is good. Brevin Sloop with seven straight. Dort leads 9-7. 9-7 our score. Pass goes over to Jansma. Jansma. Here's Franken. Franken's floater in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared. Concordia basketball. Into the right corner. Nobody goes out on the shooter. Justin Wiersma with the three. And 10 unanswered by Concordia. And they've gone from down 9-0 to up 10-9 with 13:33 left to play in the first half. Dort College is charged with a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Ben Langen passes it over to Jansma after the timeout. Jansma on the drive, right hand, left side, good. Jesse Jansma over the two-point bucket. Dort College regains the lead at 11-10. 11-10, our score, Concordia basketball, Rogge. Rogge on the right wing, gives it up to Shuck. Shuck feeds it to the elbow. Ball's kicked back out to Tanner Shuck. He picks it up. Shuck comes back over to Rogge. Rogge with the basketball. Wiersma. Wiersma back over to Shuck. Shuck spotting up. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma. Right side. Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Left side. Back over to Jansma. Jansma's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Concordia after the turnover by the defenders. So Concordia inbounding the basketball. Bulldogs have it in the backcourt. With it is Rogge. Rogge to Sloop. Sloop with the basketball. Sloop has it on the right wing. He comes back over to Rogge. Rogge gives it up, Wiersma. Wiersma down low, A.J. Sammy A.J. trying to go to work against Van Langen, instead reverses it out. Sloop shot blocked out of bounds by Van Langen. It will be Concordia basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 6 seconds on the shot clock, 12:07 on the game clock. Ball's inbounded to A.J. A.J. forces it up, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Van Langen. Van Langen to Henriksen. Henriksen driving the lane, off balance, gets it back over to Jansma. Now to Van Langen. Van Langen, Jansma. Jansma drops it off Van Langen. Van Langen layup good. Josh Van Langen with 7 points. Defenders lead 13-10. 13-10. Rogge backing his way in. Kicks it back out. Sloop wants a ball screen from A.J. Gets one. Back over to Rogge. Rogge, free throw line, puts it up in traffic, good. Grant Rogge in the lane from straight on. It's 13-12, defenders by one. Brunsting on the right side. Franken, backdoor cut, Henriksen. Henriksen, layup, good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. It's 15-12. 15-12. Comes back over to Rogge. Rogge, left side, Sloop. Sloop. Sloop to Shuck. Shuck to Rogge. Rogge, spin move at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Comes back left wing to Shuck. Shuck will drive in. Stops on the block. Gives it to Sammy A.J. Sammy A.J. coming down the lane straight to the rim. He lays it up to make it 15-14. Garrett Franken with a layup on the other end, and it's blocked by A.J. Now Concordia will look for the trailer. Instead, they come back over to Rogge. I beg your pardon, Shuck. Shuck missed the layup. Dort College, Brunsting. Brunsting to Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen over to Franken. Franken, jumper, no good. Rebound to A.J. Ball deflected into the backcourt. Sloop with it. And now Concordia, with two players hitting the floor, they come away with it. Wiersma back over to Sloop. Sloop to Rogge. Rogge, left wing, Tanner Shuck. Tanner Shuck with a basketball. Tanner Shuck back into the right corner. Shot no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen outlet to Brunsting. Here comes Chandler. Brunsting up the floor. Comes over to Jansma. Jansma left wing. Swing pass, right side Franken. Franken Henriksen, they match up with him. Henriksen will drive in, has it stripped away, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Last touch by Concordia, 9:36 remaining here in the first half. Low scoring first half. Concordia defending as the defenders inbound. Giesing throws it in. He gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen has it stripped. Dort basketball. 12 to shoot. 9:34 on the game clock. Ball to Giesing. Giesing at the top of the key. Hesitates. Takes it into lane. His 10-footer short. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Concordia. Bulldog basketball. Sloop. Sloop. Right side. To Joel Beal. Beal back to Sloop. Sloop. Left elbow. Kick out pass. Straight on three. Missed. No good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema tied up on the play. And Concordia will maintain possession of it. 9:08 remaining, and I'm not sure that that shot hit the iron. So we may have a shot clock recall to 12 seconds, and we do. Concordia inbounding the basketball. And the ball is inbounded. Kick it to the top of the key. Missed three. No good by Nick Cito. Here come the defenders. Barkema with it. Dort up by one. Barkema picks up his dribble. He passes it to Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken to Barkema. Barkema, Giesing. Giesing, ball fake. Drives in. Right-handed layup. Good. Ben Giesing able to create some space with that head fake and was able to drive the lane with the right hand from the right wing. 8:30 remaining in the first half. Dort has not been called for a foul yet. Concordia has been whistled for a pair. A very free-flowing first half of basketball. Sloop, off balance, 12-footer, no good. Rebound Beal. Joel Beal with it. Back over to Sloop. Sloop into the right corner, and it's thrown away. Last touch by the defenders and Garrett Franken. It'll be the defenders in on the defense. Concordia will inbound. With the basketball is Carter Kent. Kent gives it up to Sloop. Back to Kent. Kent, three, missed, no good. Concordia, a 37% three-point shooting team. Defenders leading 17-14. Dort returns home for a game on Saturday against the Doan Tigers. Then next Wednesday on the road again to Jamestown. Barkema in the lane. His jumper had it knocked loose. Able to regain control of it and finishes the 10-footer, it's 19-14. Lob play over the top for Joel Beal. His shot no good, but there to pick it up was Carter Kent. Carter Kent with a two-point bucket. It's 19-16. Frank and left side, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen over to Barkema. Barkema back to Alec. Alec with it at the top of the key. Alec back to Giesing. Giesing, three, missed it. Too strong, no good. Rebound Bussard, and Bussard has it swiped away by Ryan Holt. Long pass into the front court. Joel Beal. Joel Beal lay in good. Joel Beal with a two-point bucket. It's 19-18. So the defenders down one, up one, I should say. Concordia back-to-back buckets. Chad Barkema with the basketball. Has it poked away momentarily. Now picks it up. It was Gage Smith who knocked it away. Henriksen will put up a three after the ball screen. It's good. Alec Henriksen with 5 points, and the defender lead is 22-18. Up the floor, left side, Kent. Kent blocked by Franken. Loose basketball picked up by Smith. Comes back over to Sloop. Goes right side, Holt. Holt, three, good. Ryan Holt with a three-point basket. Dort College leads 22-21. Barkema tried to dribble, penetrate from the right wing, and too many hands. It's knocked away. Sloop underneath Beal. Joel Beal gives it up on the cut to Holt. Holt misses the shot. Here come the defenders. Barkema back over to Franken. Franken, 12-footer, good. Garrett Frank and his first 2 points. Dort leads 24-21, 5:47 remaining. 5:47 left to play in the first half. Dort 24, Concordia 21. Sloop has it at the top of the key. Driving in with the right hand is Kent, and Kent is fouled on the play. Foul goes against Dort, and number 22, that is Garrett Franken. Franken whistled for the personal, his first, and the team's first. Just three fouls so far in this half, with 5:29 remaining in the first half of play. Concordia inbounding as the shot clock is reset to 20. Cholbeal with it. To Rogge. Rogge. Holt. Holt. Three. No good. Rebound. Brunstink. Chandler with the basketball. Chandler up the floor. Gets it away to Jansma. Jansma with it. Guarded by Rogge. Right side, Gasing. Gasing to Van Langen. Van Langen. Backdoor cut to Barkema. Barkema layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Gasing. Now Barkema back over to Brunstink. Brunstink, three-pointer, good. Chandler with the three ball. Dort College leads 27-21. Dort has seven different players who have scored. No one has more than seven. That was Van Langen. 27-21, Dort up by six. Kent at the top of the key. Kent, right side, Rogge. Three, missed, no good. Joel Beal, they tried to give it back to him, and they finally kick it out to the perimeter. On the left-hand side is Kent. Kent to Rogge. Rogge back over to Gage, Ryan Holt. Ryan Holt misses the shot. Dort with the basketball. Defenders lead it 27-21, 4:13 remaining. Jansma to Van Langen. Van Langen with it on the right wing. Van Langen, Jansma, Jansma. Spins into lane, back to Josh. Van Langen, left side, Barkema. Barkema on the wing, five to shoot. Barkema fading away from 15. It's short, no good. Rebound tipped. Brunstein keeps it alive. Barkema comes away with it. Gasing back over to Brunstein. Brunstein drives in with the left hand, tries to finish at the rim, doesn't. Missed it as it twirls around and falls out. And now Rogge comes back the other way with 3:36 remaining. Rogge with the basketball. Rogge thought about the three. Instead, gives it to Kent. Carter Kent to Shuck. And a foul called. Foul's going to go on Brunsting, that is, number 10. Defenders leading 27-21. 27-21, 3:24 remaining, first half of play. Concordia inbounds to Rogge, the sophomore. Hands it back to Wiersma. Wiersma to Shuck. Shuck right side, Sloop. Sloop, kick out pass. Three from the top of the key. Wiersma, no good. A.J., back to Rogge. Rogge to A.J. A.J. loses it. It's down on the floor. And a timeout charged to Concordia. Timeout Concordia. 27-21. Dort College up by six. It'll be Concordia basketball with 2:57 left to go in the half when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. 27-21, Rogge able to drive underneath. He finishes off of 2 feet. And the defenders lead 27-23. Dort basketball up the floor, and we've got a foul called. No, just tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It's Dort basketball. Ball's inbounded to Brunstein. Gets it outside to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Herlick, jumper, 15, good. Straight on jumper that time by Alec Henriksen. He's got seven, and the defender lead is 29-23. Brevin Sloop gets the ball to Wiersma. Wiersma with it. Wiersma comes back over to Rogge. Rogge, right corner. Comes back outside to Shuck. Shuck with it. Kick it into the corner. Sloop. Sloop, three. Good. Brevin Sloop with 10 first half points. 29-26. Dort down by, up by three, I should say. 1:47 remaining, first half. Chandler Brunstein goes to Van Langen. Van Langen right side. Henriksen. Alec Henriksen, three. Short, no good from the right wing. Well beyond the 3-point line. Here comes Sloop with the basketball. Concordia can tie it with a three. Cut it to one with a two. And Sloop, averaging 16.7 points per game, slices into the lane, finishes with a teardrop. Dort College leads 29-28. Dump it down low, Van Langen against A.J. Stripped by Rogge. Rogge coming back the other way. Rogge back over to Sloop. Sloop feeling it. Three. Nope. In and out. Rebound. Weak side. Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Brunsting, deep right corner, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball, Brunsting. Brunsting, the cutter in the lane. His layup is good. Chandler Brunsting with five. Dort leads 31-28. 31-28, Concordia basketball. Give it up, Wiersma. Wiersma with it. Wiersma comes back over to Sloop. Sloop to Rogge. Rogge met by Jansma on defense. Pass it into the corner. Missed three from the right corner by Wiersma. A.J. comes away with it. Back over to Rogge. Rogge, three, good. Grant Rogge with a three. We're tied at 31. 17 seconds remaining in the half. Dort with the basketball. Brunsting at the center jump circle. 7 seconds, now six. Brunsting, left elbow, lost it, picks it up. Shovels it outside, Van Langen. Van Langen, three, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort 31, Concordia 31. Stay tuned. Up next, our Where Are They Now segment. That'll come up right after this.
Team.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Joining us on Where Are They Now today, he currently lives in Pella, that's where he grew up as well. A 1994 graduate of Dort College, a former pitcher and shortstop for Dort College Baseball, one of the winningest pitchers in program history. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on Where Are They Now is Troy Vandermolen. You grew up in the Pella area, you went to Pella Christian, so I'm sure the idea of attending Dort wasn't unfamiliar to you. Did you have a tie to Dort beforehand, and why did you ultimately decide to become a defender?
I did have a tie to Dort ahead of time. Both of my older brothers, Tim and Todd, attended Dort for a period of time. And so I had a familiarity, as did other members of my family. And I was looking for a smaller school environment that had good academic tradition. I was looking to play sports at that level as well. And, yeah, having the familiarity with Dort and understanding beyond just the academic side what it stood for spiritually drew my interest.
Before we get into your athletic career a little bit, on the academic side, you mentioned you work your way through a bachelor's degree in exercise science at Dort. You ended up earning your MPT from the University of Iowa. When did you kind of realize that physical therapy was a field of study that you wanted to pursue and eventually turn into a career?
I actually began Dort College considering computer programming, IT systems, and that sort of thing. And I think the Pascal course that I took as a freshman at Dort College for changing my mind about that. I actually became aware of what physical therapy was during high school because my girlfriend at the time and now my wife did a career paper on that. So midway through my freshman year, I started to reevaluate what I wanted to do, knowing that I liked to be active and interact with people, had an opportunity to do some volunteer work at the local hospital and just immediately gained a love for that and could see myself dedicating my life to caring for people. And what's proven to be really important to me is the fact that I get the opportunity to spend plenty of time with each of my clients and educate them on how to care for themselves, which is really a rewarding experience. I also realize that in the process of working with people and helping them care for their bodies, it provides opportunities to speak about the whole person. And so often, a person's physical condition is also impacted by other things going on with them spiritually. So it was a roundabout process to get to that. It's been a very rewarding decision for me.
You were a very good baseball player at Dort. I know you did some pitching, but what other positions did you play when you weren't on the mound at Dort?
Yeah, in today's day and age, it's hard to be a position player and a pitcher. While I was at Dort, I had the opportunity to pitch, but I also had an opportunity to play regularly at the shortstop position. And through much of my career, the current Dort baseball coach, Jeff Skouten, was a teammate of mine. And so our roles kind of reversed from doubleheader to doubleheader. And in one doubleheader, I would be pitcher in game one and a DH in game two, while Jeff was at the shortstop position. And in the other doubleheader, I would play the shortstop position both games while Jeff pitched and DH'd. So got a lot of opportunity to play the field, to hit, to do a lot of different things throughout my four-year career at Dort College.
When did baseball first start to become a major passion of yours?
Oh, man, I've always loved baseball. I remember, you know, playing initially as probably an 8 or 9 year old kid and just having fun out in the baseball field. Yeah, as I said earlier, I have two older brothers. One's 8 years older than me and one's 4 years older than me. And growing up on the farm, working hard, but also having opportunities to play hard out in the front yard on the grass with the machine shed as our backstop, a three-person game plus a dog is really what fostered the love of baseball for me. And having two older brothers, it made me a bit competitive as well. I had to keep up with the bigger, stronger brothers.
When you think back to your time at Dort, whether it's as a student or an athlete on the diamond, what stands out to you most about those 4 years?
Unfortunately anymore, how long ago it's been sticks out to me. In preparation for grad school, my academic was exceptionally important for me. It prepared me very well for the difficulties of pursuing a master's degree and eventually a doctorate degree in physical therapy. Dort prepares people to be very well-rounded as well, and I found as I entered grad school that, you know, the writing capabilities that were developed to me through my experience in those classes at Dort were important, and communication. So some of my teammates don't like to hear it. I think we're all salespeople to some degree, and you have to be able to communicate well in order to help people to understand the kind of value that we can provide for them in their lives as physical therapists. And I think Dort prepared me in a lot of different ways, not just to understand the sciences, but to be well-rounded in order to care for people well as a whole person. And also plenty of opportunities through chapel and through small groups to not just become better academically, but to get deeper in the spiritual walk as well. I still consider the people that I met at Dort, the friends I had the blessing to make during my time there, those are really important people to me, and those are 4 really special years to me.
You talk about teammates and the teammates that you have now working with Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy. You've worked for a couple decades as a physical therapist in Iowa. You've been with formerly Work Systems and Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy for quite a while now. You're the CEO, CFO, you know, a partner, a physical therapist. You do the whole gamut of things there. How did you start there within that corporate structure, and how did you see the job shift and grow as the years passed?
Yeah, it's changed significantly. The business was begun by another Dort graduate from a couple years ahead of me, another Pella resident, Mark Blankesvoor. At that time, when I joined him, the business was about 2 years old, and it was strictly a work injury management and prevention consulting company. We didn't have a physical therapy clinic. We just consulted with employers and case managers throughout the state in helping provide work injury management and prevention services. It's almost 18 years ago since I made the decision to come back to Pelham to join Mark in the practice. And through that time, you know, it's changed substantially. We are now, I don't know, 46 or 47 employees large. We have 6 outpatient physical therapy clinics and also provide occupational therapy and athletic training services to local high school. We continue to service local employers and work injury management and prevention services, so that remains a staple of what we do. At this point, though, I continue to provide care for clients on a regular basis. My greatest joy comes from telling the mission and the purpose of Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy and recruiting people who have personal missions that match what our corporate mission is, building the team so that we can continue to transform lives and restore hope using movement, which is our unique vehicle to help people live better lives.
Obviously, a lot of different things have happened in your life since then, but what are just a few of the personal or life highlights that stand out kind of above the rest for you over the past 20, 25 years?
Well, I mentioned earlier that I married my high school sweetheart, Stephanie Van Manen. She's also a Dort grad and played softball during her time there at Dort College. together. She and I have three children, our oldest of which is now just out of high school and beginning his college career. And we have another, currently actually two 14-year-olds. We adopted an infant child in 2004 after having some issues with fertility and some miscarriages. And as people told us would happen, 2 months after we adopted Ty, Steph was pregnant. And so they're 10 months apart and have kind of been two peas in a pod throughout their entire life. And it's been a great joy for Steph and I to watch them grow and develop. And having three teenagers in the house now, that's something I'm not sure anything can prepare you for. But every stage of life and all the new things that come with those stages of life have been really rewarding and exciting for us.
The role of athletics and its prominence changes in our lives as the years go by. Whether it's playing or watching baseball or some other physical activity, what's the role of athletics in your life today?
Well, I continue to coach baseball. I've coached youth baseball teams, usually through my two sons' participations. And while some say that sports help you develop your character, I think there's some truth to that. I think it also helps to show your character at times as well. And had some neat opportunity over the years to help kids work through challenges and become better and see themselves as a growing and developing individual that has unique gifts to help their team. And I've had the opportunity to do that not just with my own kids, but with a lot of their friends too, which has made us closer as a family and closer to the people in our community.
Once again, a big thank you to Troy Vandermolen for joining us, taking some time out of his day to speak with us here on Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Ole Grinnell, mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. That's going to do it, but we have Mordor College basketball coming up here on KDCR right after this.
31-31. We're at halftime. The Defenders led by as many as six. Concordia led briefly at 10-9. And that was their only lead. Dort was up at one point, 27-21, and then again at 29-23. Dort, 14 of 33 from the floor, 42%. Concordia, 13 of 35 from the floor, 37%. Concordia, 5 of 19 on three-pointers, 26%. Dort, 2 for 7 on threes. One free throw was shot in the first half. That was Josh Van Langen completing a three-point play. That's one shot, one free throw between the two teams combined. The Defenders are led by Van Langen and Henriksen with 7 points each. Chandler Brunsting with 5. Chad Barkema and Ben Gasink with 4 each. Garrett Franken with 2. Jesse Jansma with 2. For Concordia, 12 for Brevin Sloop. 7 for Grant Rogge. And 3 each for Ryan Holt and Justin Wiersma. 2 each for Joel Beal, Carter Kent, and Sammy A.J. Chandler Brunsting with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Garrett Frank, an off-balance right-handed shot from the left side of the hoop. Here comes Concordia after the miss. Kent gives it up to Wiersma. Wiersma with the basketball. Wiersma gives it up right side. Kent. Kent, three. Good. Three-point bucket by the Bulldogs. And Concordia leads at 34-31. Biggest lead of the game for the Concordia Bulldogs. Barkema outside, Brunsting. Brunsting answering, no. Three-point missed it. Rebound, though, controlled by Dort College. And Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen's pass deflected, taken away by Concordia. This is Wiersma with it. Wiersma, right side, Sloop. Sloop guarded there by Bussard. Goes left side, Kent. Kent in traffic with a left hand. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. So the foul called against Dort College and Chad Barkema. A free throw with an opportunity at the three-point play for Carter Kent. So Carter Kent to the free throw line. Kent, free throw, up, good. Carter Kent with the free throw. Back-to-back three-point possessions by the Bulldogs. And they have a 37-31 lead. Brunsting to Barkema. Barkema on the right elbow. Barkema picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen facing up down in the corner. Comes back over to Bussard. Bussard working against Beal. Beal blocks it away. Here comes Concordia. So Bussard starting the second half for Josh Van Lingen. Brevin Sloop goes left side. Wiersma. Wiersma with the basketball. Wiersma Sloop. Sloop right-handed layup. Good. An 8-0 run by Concordia to start the second half. Bulldogs lead at 39-31. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort Basketball after the timeout. Concordia leading 39-31. Chandler Brunsting with the basketball across the timeline. Goes left side over to Henriksen. Alec with the basketball. Alec at the free throw line. Comes to a jump stop. Gets it back outside Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Dort College down 8. Bussard, 10 seconds left to shoot. He's got it on the right elbow. Back over to Franken. Franken, 3, no good. Rebound tipped. And Joel Beal, much more active already here in the second half, the first couple of minutes. He's been a difference maker in the paint for Concordia. A reach-in foul called on the defenders. And number 3, Alec Henriksen. For Alec, that's number 1. Team foul number 2 on the defenders in this half. Ball deflected by Franken. Concordia, though, maintains possession of it. Sloop penetrates, tries to pass it. It's taken back by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Brunsting. Brunsting misses the layup. Tried to draw contact. No call made. Here comes Sloop. Sloop into the lane. Kick out pass, right-handed three-pointer is good for Wiersma. Wiersma's second three of the half, his third of the ball game. Dort trails 42-31. 42-31, and an illegal screen called on Zach Bussard. And the Dort defenders trailing 42-31 on with an 11-0 run for the Concordia Bulldogs. Three minutes gone here in the second half, and this has not started the way you want it to for the defenders, giving up an 11-0 run. Concordia has the basketball. Kent. Kent goes inside, tries to find Joel Beal. And the ball tipped, taken back by Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. His right-handed shot from the left side, no good, but he's fouled. So two free throws on the way. Alec Henriksen fouled in the act of shooting. Alec will go to the free throw line. First free throw by Alec is up and good. Alec, 49 of 56 this season. A second free throw trying to bring it back to a 9-point ball game. And this one's up and good as well. So Henriksen makes them both. He's got 9. Defenders trail 42-33. 16:30 remaining in regulation. With it on the right side is Wiersma. Wiersma with the basketball. Gives it up. Sloop. Sloop to Wiersma. Wiersma left side. Kent. Kent with the basketball. Kent in between the circles. Goes right side. Down to Sloop. Sloop fading away. Baseline jumper no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing left side, Henriksen. Henriksen three, left it short from the left corner. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Coming up with it is Shuck. Shuck to Sloop. Sloop three, missed, no good. Henriksen, weak side rebound. Here come the defenders, down 9. Left side pass, Jansma. Jansma cut off, back to Van Lingen. Van Lingen to Jansma. Jansma deep left corner, his three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia, Sloop. Sloop goes left side over to Wiersma. Wiersma to Beal. Beal, dump it down low. Joel Beal Back out front, three, missed, no good by Garrett Kent. Dort College gets the defensive stop. Concordia will play defense as the defenders bring it up the floor. Chad Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Ben Gasink. Gasink will bring it up the floor. Ben with it across the timeline. Ben picks up his dribble, goes right side over to Jansma. Jansma gives it up, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball, back over to Ben. Ben, three, missed it, no good. Too strong. Weak side rebound, Concordia. Concordia off and running. Rogge drives in. His shot is blocked by Barkema. Here come the defenders. Coming back the other way, Henriksen. Henriksen, soft shot, right hand, good. Two-point bucket for Alec Henriksen. He's got 11, and the defenders trail 42-35. Concordia basketball, Wiersma. And they dump it down low. And a reach-in foul called on the defenders and Jesse Jansma. Jansma whistled for his first. Henriksen is out. Also out is Barkema. Pass over the top with the basketball is Wiersma. Wiersma, right-hand side. This is Wiersma again. Wiersma to Rogge. Rogge on the left elbow. Ball deflected out, picked up by Rogge. Rogge at the free throw line. Rogge gives it back over to Shuck. Shuck off balance shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Franken to Gasing. Gasing down low, Van Langen. Van Langen, Franken, Franken, leaner in the lane, good. Garrett Franken with 4 points. Defenders whittle it down to five, 42-37. 42-37. Concordia basketball, Brevin Sloop. Feed it down low, Cholbeal. Cholbeal, reversal, left side, Sloop, Sloop. Three-pointer no good from the left wing. Rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort basketball, Jesse Jansma will throw it in. Defenders trailing. Ben Gasink up the floor with a right-handed dribble. Gasink gives it off to Van Langen, 13-34 and counting. Pass out front, Gasink. Gasink got it from Brunsting. Back over to Gasink underneath. Gasink tries to muscle it up, and it's blocked. Sammy A.J. comes away with a rebound. Here's Sloop. Sloop up the right-hand side with it. Dort College showing zone defense. Sloop picks up his dribble. Passes out front to Rogge. Left side, Sloop. Sloop to A.J. A.J. back out front. Three, no good. Rebound tipped by A.J., controlled by A.J., comes back to Rogge. Rogge, right-hand side, three on the way, up and good. Three-point basket for Ryan Holt. He's got six. Defenders trail, 45-37. Jesse Jansma, pull-up jumper, 15-footer. Good to see Jesse knock that one down. He's got four. 45-39, defenders down six. Concordia basketball. Concordia. Rogge on the elbow. Reach-in foul is going to be called against Chandler Brunsting. So Chandler Brunsting whistled for the personal foul. Van Langen will check out. Bussard will check in. Concordia inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They have it taken away by Jansma. Jansma finishing with the steal and the lay-in. Defenders back to within four, 45-41. 45-41. Left side with it is Wiersma. Wiersma to Rogge. And Rogge has it tipped away. We've got a timeout on the floor charged to Concordia. Timeout Concordia, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Concordia basketball after the timeout. Charged to the Bulldogs. They have three remaining. They lead 45-41. They started the second half with a 11-0 run. Dort's been fighting from behind since. A kick by Garrett Franken on the entry pass. Reset the shot clock to 20. Concordia basketball, Sloop. Sloop gives it back to Grant Rogge. Ball deflected, taken away by Gasing. Gasing driving in, finishes with the right hand. Good. Ben Gasing with a two-point basket. He's got six. Defenders back to within two. 45-43. So Concordia used that fast start. Now Dort threatening to come all the way back and tie it if they can get a stop and a bucket. Put back off of the missed three by Justin Wiersma. Wiersma with 11 as he sneaks in. It's 47-43. Three-pointer by Frank and rattles it. No good. Kicks off the backboard. Rebound controlled by Rogge. Comes over to Sloop. Sloop with it on the right wing. Sloop uses up his dribble. Goes left side over to Wiersma. Wiersma to Sammy A.J. Sammy A.J. back to Ryan Holt. Ryan Holt with 8-5 in the second half. And the lead is back to 6. 49-43 after Dort had it down to 2 moments ago. Jesse Jansma out front. Passes right side Franken. Franken's pass intended for Bussard. Bussard with it on the baseline. Kick out Jansma. Jansma 3. Missed it. Short. No good. But a foul on the play. Called against Concordia. That's going to go on number 32, Ryan Holt. His first. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. For Dort will be Brunsting as they reset the shot clock to 20. Franken to Barkema. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen 3, right corner, no good. And ripping the ball away from Sloop was Bussard, but Bussard's called for a foul. Zach Bussard called for his second personal foul. Concordia with a 6-point lead and the basketball back. Bringing the basketball up is Brevin Sloop. Sloop on the right side goes into the corner to Kent. Kent, deep right side. Comes back over to Sloop. Sloop in between the circles. Sloop, nothing there. Gets the return pass. He's going to drive the lane. Shot, no good. A.J., the follow, no good. Rebound controlled by Henriksen. Comes back, right side, Barkema. Barkema pull up from 15, right side, good. Chad Barkema with 6 points. Defenders back to within 4, 49-45. Carter Kent on the right side. Goes back to Tanner Shuck. Shuck, left corner. Sammy A.J. Sammy A.J. underneath. And his head fake. Followed by a two-point bucket. Defenders trail 51-45. We're past the midpoint of the half. Brunsting feeds it down low. Bussard, and Bussard is fouled on the play by A.J. Sammy A.J., the 6'7 junior from Ghana. Van Langen will check in. Bussard will check out. Also checking in is Joel Beal. Chandler Brunsting to throw it in. Chandler looking. Gets it into Van Langen. Van Langen has it stripped as he puts it on the floor. Revan Sloop with it. Sloop goes into the right corner to Shuck. Shuck with the basketball. Shuck to Kent. Carter Kent. 15 to shoot. Now Shuck. Sloop, right corner. Two players around him. They give it up again on the cut to Holt. Holt with a two-point bucket. He's got 10. And the defenders trail 53-45. Driving the other way is Garrett Franken. And Garrett Franken finishes at the rim. He's got 6. Defenders trail 53-47 on the transition basket. Concordia late in getting back. Concordia Shuck to Kent. Kent for the basketball. Gives it up Sloop. Sloop with it on the wing. Sloop comes back over to Kent. Kent down to the baseline. Kent puts it up in traffic, and the shot is blocked out of bounds by Brunsting. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia's Brevin Sloop inbounding. Shot no good. They got it to Holt again, and this time Holt doesn't finish at the rim. Comes over to Henriksen, deep three, missed it, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken, jump hook in the lane. His shot is good. Garrett Franken with 8-6 in the second half. Defenders back to within 4, 53-49. 8 minutes remaining in regulation. Right side. Driving, nothing there for Shuck. Shuck on the right wing to Kent. Kent, shot in traffic, good. Kent able to hang and get that shot to go. He's got 8 points. Defenders trail, 55-49. Henriksen driving in his right-handed layup as he splits the defenders is good. Alec Henriksen now with 13. Defenders trail, 55-51. This game was tied, 31-31 at the half. Backdoor cut and a layup. Good for Brevin Sloop. He's got 16. Pretty simple offense that time by the Bulldogs. Sloop just went backdoor. And the Concordia offense gets an easy layup. Left side, Benlangen. Benlangen out front, Franken. Franken three, misses, no good. Rebound tapped out by Brunsting, controlled by Shuck. Shuck with a basketball. Tanner Shuck up the floor. This is Kent. Kent back out front to Sloop. Sloop with a basketball. Sloop and Shuck are both juniors. They're the leading scorers for this team coming into the game. So far, Shuck has been held scoreless, and he changes that with that made three-pointer. Shuck averaging 14.4 points per game, knocks down a three from the right wing, and Concordia retakes the 9-point lead at 60-51. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. Well, the defenders with some work to do, trailing by 9 again after having an 11-point lead down to 2. Jesse Jansma out of the timeout, 3-pointer right corner, missed it short, no good. Rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball, Brevin Sloop. Sloop with it on the right side. Sloop gives it up to Carter Kent. Carter Kent, left wing, Sloop. Sloop to Joel Beal. Joel Beal's pass out of the double team, taken away by the defenders. With the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen driving, left-hand shot, good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point basket. He's got 8 in the second half, 15 for the ball game. Defenders back to within 7, 60-53. On the right side, Sloop. Sloop, shot, no good. Rebound, Benlangen. Benlangen over the basketball. Benlangen to Henriksen. Henriksen off of the glass over the right hand from the left side. That's good. Alec Henriksen with 10 second half points. Defenders back to within 5, 60-55. 60-55. Brevin Sloop in between the circles. Sloop goes over to Wiersma. Wiersma with the basketball. Wiersma drives in. Shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Joel Beal. Joel Beal with 4. Defenders down 7, 62-55. Henriksen stops. Comes back over to Benlangen. Benlangen with the basketball. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen, they can't stop him right now. Alec Henriksen with 19 points, and the defenders back to within 5, 62-57. There's a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move, Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders down by 5. Concordia with the basketball after the timeout. Dort with 3 timeouts remaining. Concordia with 2. Concordia out front, Sloop. Sloop with the basketball. Sloop in between the circles. Sloop gives it up to Wiersma. Wiersma, right side, Kent. Kent stripped. 5 seconds to shoot now. Sloop, 3 seconds. His shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink to Henriksen. Henriksen driving. Has it stripped on the way up. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ball's inbounded to Barkema. Barkema with a slam dunk. Chad Barkema with a two-point basket. He's got 8. Defenders back to within 3. 62-59. 62-59. Bulldogs, three-pointer right wing is good. Three-point basket, Sloop. Sloop with 19. And the defenders trail 65-59. 65-59 our score. Floater by Henriksen. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia. Sloop. Sloop with it on the left side. Sloop gives it up to Wiersma. Wiersma. Right side. Brevin Sloop. Sloop into the lane. Kicks it into the corner. 3, no good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema long pass over the top for Jansma. Jansma layup good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket. He's got 8. 65-61. Dort down by 4. 2:49 remaining. This one's starting to trickle away. Dort College still down 2 possessions. And Concordia will take some time off of the clock. Bulldog basketball, 3. Is up and good for Sloop from the left corner. Sloop now with 10 in the second half, 22 for the ball game, 68-61 Concordia. 68-61, Barkema back to Bussard. Bussard hook shot good. Zach Bussard with a two-point basket, his first. Defenders trail by 5, 68-63. And we have a timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Concordia with the basketball up 5. Defenders showing pressure defense. Concordia able to get through it. They go up the sideline with it. Brevin Sloop will now set the offense as we hit the 2-minute mark. Concordia leading by 5, 14 to shoot. Brevin Sloop, three-pointer, high archer, no good. Rebound tipped, and Bussard lost it. Picks it up, fires it over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen will take it across the timeline. Defenders down by 5. 68-63. Dort basketball, Barkema. Barkema back over to Henriksen. Henriksen driving with the right hand, draws the contact. Shot's no good, but there may be free throws. We'll see if he was in the act of shooting or not. And they will give 2 free throws to Alec Henriksen. Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line. On the floor for the defenders right now. Bussard, Barkema, Jansma, Franken, and Henriksen can make it a 3-point ball game with a made free throw here. Henriksen's first free throw is good. He's got another one on the way, trying to trim it down to 68-65. This one's up and good as well, so Henriksen, an 87% free throw shooter, 4 for 4 tonight. Defenders trail 68-65. 1:30 and counting, ball game. 22 seconds on the shot clock, Concordia into their offense. Left side pass goes over to Wiersma. Wiersma with it. Wiersma picks up his dribble. Comes on the left side. Sloop, Sloop. Teardrop, no good. Rebound, Beal. Beal in the lane. His shot is good. Joel Beal with 6 points. Dort College trails by 5 again, 70-65. Jansma off the heel, no good. Rebound, Franken. Back over to Bussard. Bussard, layup good. Zach Bussard able to dunk that one with a right hand. He's got 4. And the defenders back to within three, 70-67. Concordia with the basketball. And a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Concordia. 1 minute remaining in regulation. It'll be Concordia basketball leading by three when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. '70-67, Concordia leading by three. And the defenders are in the bonus. They've also got a couple of fouls to give, and if you're Dort, you may want to commit a couple of fouls here right away just so that you have the opportunity to send Concordia to the free throw line late if you have to. Preserve the clock now and get those fouls. Concordia inbounding. It'll be Dort on defense. Barkema, Henriksen, Jansma Franken, and Bussard. Concordia has two timeouts left. Dort has one remaining. Concordia's throwing the ball in with Tanner Shuck. Sloop, Kent, and Wiersma on the floor along with Beal. They get the ball in, bounded over the top to Kent. Kent with the basketball. 50 seconds on the game clock, 19 on the shot clock. With it on the right side is Sloop. Sloop with the basketball. Sloop looking. Picks up his dribble, and he's forced to use a timeout. With 10 seconds left on the shot clock, 39.4 on the game clock, Concordia uses their second-to-last timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Dort down three. Concordia basketball. 10 seconds to shoot. 39.4 left in the game. Possession arrow, by the way, points Concordia's way. Jansma will guard the inbounder. That is Shuck. Shuck throwing it in. Gets the ball inbounded to Sloop. Eight to shoot. Guarded by Barkema. Bussard takes a jab at it. It's down into the corner. With it is Wiersma. 1 second to shoot. They get it off at the buzzer. No good. Rebound tipped. Bussard saves it into Barkema. And Barkema, they're going to say Bussard was out of bounds. So with 24.6 seconds remaining, they're going to say Bussard was out of bounds when he saved that ball in. The whistle very late and coming from a very odd position. Leave it at that. Concordia's Brevin Sloop will inbound right side of the lane. Dort will need to foul. They get the ball inbounded. And Chandler Brunsting has whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on him. Team foul number five on the defenders. Oh, beg your pardon. That is foul number seven on the defenders. So the defenders are not in the bonus. Flip that around. Concordia is in the bonus. So Brunsting commits the personal. Justin Wiersma is shooting a 1-1. He's a 77% free throw shooter. 23.4 seconds remaining. Free throw is up. Bounces off the front iron and falls through. Another one on the way. For Concordia's Justin Wiersma. Wiersma's free throw is up and good. So Wiersma makes it a 5-point ball game. Dort trailing. Brunsting up the floor. Defenders with one timeout remaining. Brunsting sets his three. Right wing won't go down. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Concordia. It's Dort basketball. 72-67, Concordia throwing it, Dort throwing it in. Concordia on the defense. Brunsting throws it in, gets it to Barkema. Barkema goes for a quick two. His shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Brunsting. Brunsting with a 2-point basket on the putback. Gets it back to within three, 72-69, and the defenders use their final timeout. 10.4 seconds remaining. The defenders will need to play for the steal or simply try to foul immediately. Concordia in the driver's seat. They have not trailed in the second half. The defenders have been within two. Dort had it down to two at 45-43. And they had it back to within three, 68-65, 70-67, and now 72-69. But Concordia maintains possession of it. They'll be inbounding with the length of the floor in front of them. Well, it looks like the Briarcliff Chargers are going to win a home game tonight over Mount Marty. They're up 15 with under a minute to go. So Briarcliff will improve to 12-4 in the league. Mount Marty slips to 2-14. That was a tie game at halftime. Throwing the ball in for Concordia is Justin Wiersma. Wiersma throws it towards midcourt, and it's through the hands of Brevin Sloop. It'll be Dort basketball in front of the defender bench. So Sloop, unable to gather that pass in. Ball slips through his hands right in front of me. It'll be Dort inbounding down three. They need a three to tie with 9.1. I don't think there's enough time to play for two possessions here. Dort will have to go for the three-point basket. And Concordia will use their final timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. It'll be Dort basketball after the turnover by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs were up three. They threw it towards midcourt. And Brevin Sloop, leading scorer for the Bulldogs this evening, saw that ball squirt through his hands towards the scorer's bench. And the defenders will now be inbounding down three. On the floor for the defenders, Jansma, Henriksen, Franken, Barkeman, Brunsting. Four three-point shooting threats, plus the inbounder Barkeman gets it into Franken. They give it off to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, and Henriksen tries to fire up a three-pointer. They fouled him before the shot. That's foul number five on the Bulldogs. So they have one more to give with 5.1 remaining. Barkema inbounding again, this time opposite me on the sideline. They get it to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen's three, blocked out of bounds. And the shot was blocked out of bounds, and the shot was blocked out of bounds. And they're going to give the 1.3 seconds. As they say, the clock a little late in starting, so the defenders will have to inbound in the corner, baseline at the three-point circle. Throwing the ball in is Brunsting. Don't have much time to work with. They get it into Franken. Franken three at the buzzer is off the mark. No good, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Concordia 72, Dort College 69. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. And I'll tell you what, we're going to keep it, we're going to take it right now. Here's your Wireless World post-game wrap. The Dort College defenders, 31 of 70 from the floor, 44%. 2 for 20 on threes, 10%. 5 for 5 on free throws, 100%. For Concordia, 29 of 68 from the floor, 43%. 11 of 35 on threes, 31%. 3 for 3 on free throws, 100%. Concordia held a 39-36 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Concordia 12, Dort College had 9. Alec Henriksen led Dort with 21 points, 8 of 15 from the floor, 1 for 6 on threes. Also had 4 rebounds and 1 steal. Chad Barkema ended up with 8 points and 8 rebounds, 2 blocked shots and a steal. Ben Gasink had 6 points and a couple of steals. Garrett Franken, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. Josh Van Langen, 7 points and 8 rebounds. 8 points for Jesse Jansma, 4 for 9 from the floor, 2 assists and a steal. Chandler Brunsting, 7 points. Zach Bussard ends with 4 points. Concordia is led by Brevin Sloop with 22 points, 13 for Justin Wiersma, 10 for Ryan Holt, 7 each for Carter Kent and Grant Rogge, 6 for Joel Beal, 3 for Tanner Shuck, and 4 for Sammy A.J. for their total of 72 points. They were led in rebounding by A.J. and Beal with 6 rebounds each. 3 steals for Brevin Sloop, 5 assists as well for Brevin Sloop. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders, doesn't get any easier. They go to, they'll be back at home, but playing a team that beat them on the road not that long ago, 61-59. That was a game over in Crete, Nebraska. So Dort will be playing Doan on Saturday afternoon. That'll be the back end of a women's and men's basketball doubleheader for the defenders. Then looking ahead next week, it's a road game with Jamestown on Wednesday as Dort slips below 500 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Let's take another break, and we'll be back, and we'll see if Coach Brian Van Haften makes his way out. Before we sign things off, let's take another break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. It's time now for the Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Our defender player of the game today, Alec Henriksen, 21 points and 4 rebounds, 8 of 15 from the floor. Dort College loses, though, 72-69, falling to 7-8 in the conference, 15-10 overall. Here are your GPAC scores from tonight. Morningside defeats Midland, 91-58. Concordia over Dort, 72-69. Briar Cliff, a winner over Mount Marty, 86-71. That means Morningside is now 14-1. Jamestown is 11-4. Briar Cliff is 12-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 10-6. Northwestern 8-7. Dort 7-8. Hastings 7-9. Concordia 6-10. Midland 5-11. Doan 4-12. Mount Marty is 2-14. That is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.